justify the undefeated Colts will attempt to become the 13th Triple Crown winner in thoroughbred racing history this weekend at Belmont. American Pharoah was the last Tri-Crown winner in 2015. The trainer that year was Bob Baffert. Bob is back, the Hall of Fame trainer, as part of the Brain Trust for Justify this year. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can learn more or give anytime online, quickly, safely, and securely. You keep the show on the air at WWIB.com. Windstar Farm, the 2,700-acre home of Justify, is right in the middle of horse country in Versailles, Kentucky. And 55-year-old Elliot Walden is the president and CEO of racing operations at Windstar. He's on the phone with me today. So, Elliot, thank you for taking the time. Tell us the story of how Windstar and Justify became a team, will you?
Well, we purchased Justify at a sale as a yearling, which is in September of 16. He was consigned by a guy named John Gunther and was hip number 50 in the Keeneland sale, and we purchased him for $500,000.
Half a million bucks is not chump change, but if it turns out to be a winner this weekend, I mean, that's going to be a huge bargain. If Justify wins at Belmont, it's going to be a windfall. What did you see in the horse that caused you to pull the trigger on the deal?
Just incredible balance, good presence to him, very sound looking, had a good pedigree, and just had an overall athleticism about him. Everything was in proportion, good top line, good hind quarter, and just the things that we look for when we're trying to pick out an athlete.
Yeah, and an athlete that you've compared Justify to is LeBron James of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Justify has that certain something that makes him unique, doesn't he?
He does. He's well-muscled. He's big, but he's also athletic, and those are rare combinations.
Yeah. So this trek towards the Triple Crown began over a month ago on a muddy track at Churchill Downs Kentucky Derby. Take me back to that first race, will you?
Well, the Kentucky Derby is probably the hardest race to win of the three, and that's because all the horses have not come together yet. They're all in different parts of the country, and so it's kind of like the NCAA tournament. You have a winner from the east, you have a winner from the west, you have a winner from the south and the north, and they all come together, and then you find out who the best is. And so the Derby is the main race of the three. And it also has 20 horses in it, and it's also further than they've ever run in their life. So winning the Derby is always special from that perspective, and you never can count on it. Even though we had the favorite in Justify, it wasn't something that you actually allow yourself to really anticipate or expect because of the fact that it's so difficult to win.
Yeah, so you get the first leg of the Triple Crown, and then it was the Preakness at Pimlico for the second jewel in the crown, and your horse comes in first. Tell me about that one.
Well, we were expecting to win that. I think the Derby form is always very good at the Preakness, and it's the easiest of the three to win. And so it was a very weird day, though, because the rain was a very nasty day from a weather standpoint. And right before the race, about an hour before the race, a lot of fog grew into the area, which is unusual for 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And so it was very difficult to see the race. So it was, you were just waiting for him to come out of the fog, and you hoped that he was still in front, because as they went into the fog around the far turn, he was in front. And so you didn't really get to see the race develop like you normally would. So it was just exciting to have him win. Greg, I've been asked a lot, and I will get asked a lot this week, I know. But the last week or two, I've been asked about what it would mean to win a Triple Crown. And, you know, quite honestly, I haven't really given it a lot of thought because, to me, I try to keep this whole thing in perspective. And to me, it's special, but it's not the main thing. And so, you know, it allows me to be able to give that answer and that let them know where my faith really lies and that my faith doesn't rely on a Triple Crown or even a Kentucky Derby. And so, yes, will I be excited? Yes. Will I be overjoyed if it were to happen? Yes. But if it doesn't happen, that's okay too. We've been blessed beyond belief with the grace of what Christ did for us, and from a physical perspective here on earth, we've been blessed tremendously with the spring we've had with Justify. So whatever happens on Saturday, we're at peace with.
All right. Elliot Walden, the president and CEO of racing operations for Windstar Farm, which is home of Justify, trying to get his place in history this weekend at the Belmont Stakes Saturday. And I tell you what, we're out of time here, Elliot, so I'm going to ask you to come back next time and give us a little verbal picture of Windstar Farm. It's just a magnificent, incredible facility. And we're going to unfold more of the story of your faith and how it impacts everything that you do. So thank you for being here today. I sure appreciate you taking the time on a busy week. And we'll be back in touch. Have a good one.
You too.